Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to Friday's show. We got a good one today, but first let me say hi to all my friends. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Where should we start? You want a tip for falling asleep faster?
Yes, please.
Take 5 minutes to massage your toes, because there are nerves in your toes that connect with your brains. And listen, they say you fall asleep faster.
For 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. My toes? That seems a lot.
Okay. Are you grossed out by feet?
Not my own. But, like, my husband's, yes.
But don't you say he has some sort of weird fungus?
Yes, he gets it in weird countries.
Yeah.
Don't know where he's bringing it from, but I don't like it because it's normally from a communal shower situation, and I don't like it.
What about my feet, for example? Like, I don't wear shoes in the studio.
Well, I don't know. Let me see.
Do my feet gross you out?
No, not at all. You have nice feet.
Thank you.
They're not flaking off or...
Listen, I don't say a lot of positive things about my body, but I can tell you one thing. I guess...
you got good feet?
No, arches. I have arches. I could be an arch model. The arches in my feet.
Do those exist?
They should.
They have to.
Amy, look at my arches in my feet. Tell me how perfect those are.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, people don't even know.
Yeah, you should.
All those shoe people, like Dr. Scholl's or something.
Yeah.
You might need some of them models.
Yeah, foot agent.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Old Dominion comes in. We have a world premiere from them later. They're going to come in and play. That'll be good. The dance party comes up. How about this? How often do you wash your bra? The million dollar question. Come on.
Mostly every time I wear it.
Wow.
Some of them
look at you.
Like my nicer bras, probably not as much as I should, but.
Why? Because it hurts them?
Yeah.
Experts say you should wash it after two wears.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Why? It's just like wearing, I wear a shirt, I wash it.
I would wear it every time, but I'm also a clean freak. Like Lunchbox cleans his sheets about how often?
Once every month or two.
But you have a wife. She doesn't care. Why it's now a month or two and you're not 6 months?
Yeah, I think it's more now that I'm married, but I mean, before that, it was a long 6 months. And you can just flip the pillow over. Some people say, but your pillowcase gets dirty. Flip it over. It ain't a big deal.
Do you ever wear your underwear 2 days in a row?
Yep. Just turn it inside out. No big deal. There's two sides.
Oh.
I mean, jeans, I wear for 2-3 weeks without washing them.
I get wearing jeans more than once, but 2-3 weeks is a lot.
And shirts, I don't wash those very often. Like nice shirts, if they're button-ups, put them back on the hanger when I get done with them so that I don't want to ruin them.
Oh, okay.
It just depends on how much you sweat, though. Like, I can, again, one, I can do that, a nice shirt. But you take it to extreme. That's just your style, though, you know?
Yeah, but I don't sweat it.
That's your lifestyle. Like,
you
remember Ray's
sweat?
Lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
Ray, our producer, has a hot tub lifestyle. Yours is a dirty one.
I guess so.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, y'all.
Show.
All right,
let's start the show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Did you see the story about the twins that were salutatorian and valedictorian?
Yes.
So second and first.
Yeah.
Identical twins, again, one and two, Nick and Matt, 17-year-old seniors at Locust Valley High School. I don't know how this GPA thing works because back in my day, you got a 4.0, that was an A. And they had like a 4.3 because I took honors classes. And even then, that got confusing. But they had a 107 GPA.
Oh,
so I don't even know what the scale is.
Mm-mm.
But how about being twin brothers and like your twin brother beats you?
I know.
How come? And like, doesn't just beat you. Like, he's not the smart one. You're the athletic one. But like, just barely edges you out. Like, you're both the smart one. He's still. Anyway, shout out to both these guys for working hard.
Yeah, their parents got to be so proud.
And they haven't decided, I don't think, where they're going to school yet. Does anyone know how this GPA thing works?
Don't know.
Nope, I wasn't that high.
Were we all on 4-point scales?
Yes.
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 High school GPA, Amy?
Oh, gosh. 2.9? 3?
So, C-plus-ish?
Then I'm going to go ahead and give myself a
3. Nah, there's no, I'm going to go ahead.
I'm confusing my freshman. Yeah. No, that's it. I was a 2.9 because then when I went to my freshman year of college to get into the university I wanted, I got a 4.0.
Lunchbox?
Like a 2.6.
Okay, 2.9, 2.6. Eddie?
If I remember correctly, 2.7.
All right, got a lot of
students. Yes, I win.
A lot of C students here. Ray?
3.2.
3? Wow, how about that?
Wow, Ray.
Ray's a grinder. I was too
You're
social.
On what? You're on Grindr?
He grinds it out.
All right. There you go. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray Staples announced they're going to start to close around 70 stores across the country. This is going to start to happen in the coming weeks. In other news, freezing weather is returning to parts of the U.S. The Northeast is set to get hit by a snowstorm, up to 5 inches of snow. And finally, in sports for college basketball, Selection Sunday is this weekend. Brackets will come out, and the big March Madness tournament starts next week.
You see the hashtag about already spent my refund?
Yeah.
People hashtagging about their tax refunds? For me, it just goes into something. Like, I don't ever get it and go, I'm going to go buy something with it. It just goes into, like, the account, and then you pay bills on the account.
Yeah.
It's never like a treat. Mm. Do you guys treat yourself with your refund?
No. Mine's the same. That's like a paycheck to me.
It comes in, and you're like, okay, cool.
It's just, all right, put it in.
But
sometimes.
I guess for me it's weird because I have jobs that don't take taxes out.
Right, so you have to pay those.
So my refunds is always like, if it's anything,
yeah,
it's like $60.
Yeah.
So to be fair, mine isn't the same because when you have a job, like this job here, for example, they take taxes out every paycheck. But when I go do stand-up, they don't take any taxes out.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to figure all that out at the end of the year.
Oh.
Do you consider like an independent contractor or
That's
something?
Exactly what it is.
Like the W-9. Like
that's how people get in trouble. They forget
yes. Oh, yeah, I know.
Like Aaron Cardrow $17
right.
million dollars because he never... I stay on that.
That's my husband, too. And it's like, I'm like, oh, look at all this. And then he's like, don't get excited. We still have to pay taxes at the end right. of the year. I'm like, okay.
Tonight, I'll be in Durham. So if you're in the Triangle, Raleigh, Durham, I'll be there. Carolina Theater. They just released some tickets for Greensboro for Saturday night. I'll be doing stand-up comedy there. About 20 tickets left there if you want to come. BobbyBonesComedy.com is the website.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your Friday morning positivity. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Firefighters have rescued a horse which got stuck in the sand in Santa Cruz. A tweet from Cal Fire, which is the Santa Cruz unit, said the horse couldn't get out. He was stuck down to his chest in this soft sand because it had flooded. So not only was it sand that he got stuck in, but because of the water, he couldn't get out. And so they went in and they tweeted photos of the rescue and they got the horse out and he walked out unhurt. And was just,
wow.
Look at the picture of him, like, in this, like he's stuck in the sand.
No, that's crazy. Whoa.
Yeah, shout out to those guys for saving the horse. And also getting him out without any injury. Amy, you're up.
So an 11-year-old daughter and her dad, they were at Walmart doing some shopping, and she had some leftover Christmas money. She's like, Dad, can I get a new toy? So he's like, sure. They go over to the toy aisle, and they see an envelope taped to a shelf that says, please take me. The 11-year-old girl opens up the envelope, and inside is $40, along with a note from a family saying, you know, we lost our grandma on this day 2 years ago, and we like to go around town doing good deeds in her honor and her memory, and please take this $40 and use it for whatever. And so they were the recipients of the $40, and they got to buy stuff. That's pretty cool, right?
I think it's pretty cool that a kid held on to her Christmas money that long. I mean, here we are March 10th, and she still got the Christmas money. Like, yeah, it's cool of them, but I was just like, wow, a kid held them.
Yeah, well, and they chose to do it on the toy aisle because the grandma, she fostered a lot of kids throughout the years, so they wanted to make sure that it went towards, like, kids.
Lunchbox?
I have a double Tell Me Something Good here.
Dang, a twofer.
Yeah, Sage is a 12-year-old blind dog, family dog, got out, been missing for a week, and this guy's hiking in the mountains in California, finds the dog after a week, returns it to the family, and they offer him a $1,000 reward. He says no, so the family donates the $1,000 to an animal charity. Double Tell Me Something Good. Found dog, charity gets money. That's double.
Twofer.
Wait a minute. Would you say double?
Double!
Double. Wow, there you go. There's your good news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you do yesterday?
Ooh, I had my last episode of Nash Chat.
Oh, last night you did?
It was the mid-season finale.
When does the mid-season end and come back?
They're not 100% sure yet, but it could be probably summer to early fall, but hopefully summer.
I saw Rachel Bilson's coming on that show.
She is,
she
yeah.
was like one of my huge celebrity crushes till I met my girlfriend.
Oh, she
then it went
really?
Away. Yeah, yeah. Then it all went away.
What'd you do yesterday?
I went to the gym. It was my trainer's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been my trainer for a few years, so yeah. I had to get him a present. So I got him like a GNC gift card, and then I got him a camo Pimp and Joy shirt and
clutch.
Wrote him a little note, and I was like, I think you're awesome, but your workouts aren't, you know, that kind of thing. Got him like, but did that and practiced piano last night. I wrote a little bit on this new book, which is going to be, it's so tedious. I don't know why I ever agreed to write another book. So I worked on that and got to bed, watched some of The Office last night. Lindsay ended up coming over, I guess, kind of later.
Oh,
And that was it. Lunchbox, you did anything fun? Or no?
Oh, yeah. What did I do? I did live band karaoke last night.
You did?
Oh, how's yeah.
How's the crowd?
Oh, crowd was good. People singing some tunes.
They rocking?
They were rocking.
Do you ever do little numbers up there?
I do some numbers every once in a while.
What did you perform last night?
I didn't perform last night. They didn't need me to perform last night. It was already just flowing.
What happens at live band karaoke? Lunchbox goes to this Hard Rock Cafe, and you come and you do karaoke with a live band. And so you're doing karaoke, but instead of like the, like there's a real band playing. It's like total Nashville thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what are your numbers you usually do if you have to go to one?
She's in Love with the Boy.
Oh, even for live band.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do Buy Me a Boat.
Yeah.
That's a good one because it's upbeat.
Yeah. What do people do the most at live band karaoke? Like you come in and everybody wants to do it even though they don't know everybody does it.
A lot of people do Kerosene, Before He Cheats, Two Black Cadillacs.
Hard
songs. Wow, those are hard, yeah.
Wow.
Like those hard?
Randall Lambert and Carrie Underwood songs?
Vocally?
Yeah.
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 They do. They like those girl power ballads. Like, they like to, girl power.
Do most people come in, they sound good or no?
No. That's the whole point.
But do they think they sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to get a deal.
That's what I was asking. Do people come in and think that since you're on the radio or because they're in Nashville, maybe they're like a tourist or maybe they're just a singer-songwriter, they can come in and sing well enough that somebody notice them?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Some people take it very serious, but others just have fun, and I like the people that just like to have fun.
Yeah,
and I like the serious people, too, because they're all paying customers.
Oh, okay.
They are all paying customers.
Even though it's free, so they don't really pay. But
they can get drinks and food.
Right.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Happy 34th birthday to Carrie Underwood. You know, she's 34, so that means she was on American Idol 12 years ago.
Dang, time marches on.
I know, it's kind of hard to believe. Carrie has no big plans for the rest of this year except to enjoy being a wife and a mother.
And hopefully win Entertainer of the Year.
That's yes.
I mean, you don't have to say yes. My opinion is she should win it. I think I just think Carrie should win it this year.
No, you've convinced me that it's definitely should happen. So Kelsey Ballerini, she's going to headline a free concert at the grand opening of Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row Restaurant and Entertainment Venue in Gilbert, Arizona. That's going down next Thursday, and tickets are available first come, first serve basis. And you know, a Nashville location of Whiskey Row is expected to open this year too.
Yeah, I wonder if he had a calling favors in for that one. Like, hey, Kelsey, will you play my opening? Or if they went, like, through the actual steps.
Oh, I don't know. Good question.
They'd be like, Kelsey, got a free day. I needed to open a restaurant. You have to come out. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Odessa, Texas. A 36-year-old man went to Target to get a new bike, but decided, I don't want to pay for it. So he got on the bike, rode it right out of the store. Only problem is, got hit by a car in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
He forgot to look both ways, so police came and arrested him.
Oh, no.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie is our video producer. He has two kids. A 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, and the 9-year-old has a school concert, like a singing concert?
Yeah, like choir concert. It's a springtime concert event.
What do they sing at 9 years old?
That's a good question. No, not 9. This is the little one, the 3-year-old.
Oh, the 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do they sing
it's
at
the
3?
Baby. You know, like, you are my sunshine, like spring stuff, probably like flower.
You making this up because you don't know?
I really don't know what they're going to sing. Because he hasn't been walking around the house practicing or anything, but apparently they've worked something up, and they have a big concert today.
Today?
Tonight. Today. This morning, like 9:30 or something.
Oh, why are you...
I have time. I'm just wondering...
Yeah, you got a couple hours.
See, you guys gave me such a hard time last time about not going to Donuts for Dads or whatever. Now I'm thinking, like, well, I wasn't really planning on going, but should I go?
Yeah, I think you should go.
Should go to the spring concert?
I think when your kids do something...
Yeah.
Does he want you there? Does he care?
Dude, they don't care.
Yeah, but I think they do. I think they will later in life.
I've been to a couple of them, and they do look for you. You know, all the kids are looking for their parents, and then when they spot you, they're just like really excited for a second.
Yeah, I think you got to go. I mean, you should let me know before today.
Well, I wasn't planning on it. You know, it was just one of those things where, like, dude, I'm going to work. It's so hard for me for their morning events. Afternoon events, dude, I'll pick them up. I'll be there for anything. But morning events are hard. It's my middle of the day.
Let's let Lunchbox decide if he can go or not. Lunchbox, will you let Eddie off work to go to his kids?
I wasn't able to get off early for Ash Wednesday, so I don't think you should get off for your kids.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh. He's dead serious, too.
Yeah.
You really have control of this. I'm going to put it in your court.
Oh, really? Okay. Lunch, come on.
I still say no.
Oh. Appeal court says you can go, Eddie.
That was easy.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, that was easy. Higher
court. I was giving him a shot to hopefully have a little.
Why wouldn't you let me go see my kids' concert?
I mean, that's just like you get off all these days of work just to go see your kids. I mean, if it was at night, I understand, but you have to work. Parents can't just be taking off work all the time for
but
this.
I just told you that I don't do that. Like, I've missed Daddy Donut Day. I've missed all sorts of morning
stuff. We're going to start a trend here that everything they have, oh, we have show and tell. Can I go? Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
That's not true.
I don't think it's true.
Hey, go.
Thanks. Thanks, Bones.
You're welcome.
All right. It's late in the morning, so I won't miss too much.
You're good, buddy.
All right.
I watched the Game of Thrones Ice Melt for like 7 minutes yesterday.
What is that?
Anybody else watch that?
No.
Nope.
I'm such a loser. So, it's the new Game of Thrones season is called Fire and Ice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this big block of ice on their Facebook page. And all they did was put fire and melt it. And when it finally melted down, you saw what date the show came back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there were 100,000 people watching it. I wasn't the only loser. I watched it for a good 7 minutes yesterday. And it's coming back in July, which is pretty quick to say, hey, we're coming back. But, yeah, we were a bunch of us nerds watching the ice melt. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
I do not. I know.
It's too late. I did download because I'm going to North Carolina doing stand-up in Durham tonight and Greensboro tomorrow night. So I downloaded The Office, the last episode of Walking Dead, the last episode of Scandal,
yeah,
and all the episodes of This Is Us.
Oh, boy.
But I think last night was a finale or something. Was it last night?
No, it wasn't. They said two more episodes.
Man, I'm confused. But anyway, I downloaded So I'm going to watch.
Yeah, and it airs Tuesdays, I think.
I have no idea what day shows either. Air.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
download and watch on demand. No idea what day shows air. So that's what I'm going to do on the plane. Get on my Southwest flight after the show. Think about you. Find out what songs they sing.
I'll tell you exactly what they sing.
Record.
I will.
And bring it in Monday.
I will.
All right. Bobby Bones. That rude lunch. I gave you the chance. Hey, Marion in Virginia Beach. How are you?
Hey, good, buddy. How you doing?
Appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Well, I was just calling in to weigh in on this lunchbox tonight. And Eddie, the day off to go see his kid. Well, not the day off, but time off to go see his kid perform at the show.
Yeah, so Eddie has a 3-year-old. He has a choir performance today, a spring choir performance, at 9:30 in the morning. Our show is still on then. And so some of the markets take us off, but just so you know, we're still on at 9:30. And Lunchbox said, no, Eddie shouldn't be able to go. What are your thoughts?
Well, being a dad of two small kids, I run a fiber optic company out of Virginia Beach. And, you know, I miss a lot of stuff for that. And, you know, I just think it's unfair for Lunchbox to have a say in that because, you know, he doesn't understand the sensation of being a dad yet, you know, and what it's like to miss lots of things. Because I know... Eddie and you guys travel a lot, too, so, and I know just from listening to previous shows that he misses a lot, like, for the golf stuff. And
the golf stuff. No, Eddie plays golf. That doesn't count.
Still missing time.
No, that doesn't.
Yeah, still time.
And Eddie hasn't been traveling for months, to be honest.
Since the first of the year, yeah.
Right, and also, Eddie could have given you a little advance. We could have planned ahead, you know.
Oh, I'm
we
good.
Could've...
I don't need him after 9:15, 9:20 or so.
That's what I figured.
You're good?
I mean...
I'm not backing you up on this
I'm
one.
I'm just showing you
I'm not backing
that
you up on this one.
A responsible adult would have told the boss ahead of time.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I guess
I
should have been more responsible.
Well,
what does that even mean?
That's true. You should be more responsible sometimes. But
I mean,
not about this.
I gave you 24 hours advance. Okay, 18.
I don't care. Go.
Okay.
Run away.
Right. I'm not arguing with you. This guy.
Nicole Kidman was clapping funny during the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And I saw this yesterday. But it's because the ring that she had on apparently was so big.
Yeah.
And she was on a radio show talking about this. Here, this is her talking to Australian radio.
It was really awkward. And I was like, gosh, I want to clap. I don't want to not be clapping,
exactly.
Which would be worst, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't Nicole clapping?
Of course.
So therefore, I'm clapping. But it was really difficult because I had a huge ring on that was not my own, but was absolutely gorgeous. And I was terrified of damaging it.
I wonder how much that cost. And I don't think I would borrow jewelry that wasn't. I would be so weirded out about that.
But that's
period.
What they all do.
I know. I just wouldn't. I'm not like everybody else.
Oh, okay.
I would be scared to lose it.
No. So when you hit the red carpet, you wear your own jewelry?
I wear my own everything.
Bobby doesn't wear jewelry.
I know.
No,
dude,
none.
That's
none.
My point.
No rings. No, any, ever.
That's interesting.
It'll be if I ever get married, I just don't even know that I wear a wedding band.
You get a tattoo?
Oh,
I've suggested that, and you guys have made fun of me.
She'll make you wear a wedding band.
No, you could get
I do one of those rubber ones. Yeah, how do you know?
Oh, cool. I have one of those.
Yeah.
because I lost my middle one.
I think you could get an L, like in Old English or something.
What? An L?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you marry Lindsay.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like for love or something.
No. Oh. Why did you think that? Your girlfriend's name is Lindsay. I mean, hypothetically, we would obviously say they're going to marry her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I married Lunchbox, I'd get an L. Hypothetically.
And an E for Eddie. Yes. Hypothetically. Yes. I mean, let's just throw all the hypotheticals out
but
there.
But you're not really dating them. Don't act like it's that far-fetched. And she could get a B.
Here's Keith Urban backstage at the Opry playing Vice on guitar.
Another vice, another call, another bed I shouldn't crawl out of. 7 a.m. shoes in my hand, said I wouldn't do it, but I did it again. And I know I'll be back tomorrow night. Another vice.
I have a friend named Jan Crawford who's a reporter for CBS National, and she's in D.C. She does a lot of political stuff, but she also is from Alabama, so she has a lot of country music connections and does stories. And she said, hey, I'm coming down to interview Keith Urban. She goes, I know you guys are friends. What's the angle? And I was like, you're going to be blown away at how like nice he is and think it's not real. I said, I'm going to tell you, he's that sweet. And so she sent me a message back yesterday after she finished the interview. She was like, usually people cry whenever I interview them. I cried talking to him. She was just blown away how awesome he was. And I was like, I told you. Like, he's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Keith Urban's awesome. And that's his wife, Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And no more ring talk. Okay, bye.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
There's a TV show called The Property Brothers, and Lunchbox wanted to be on it, so he came on the air fired up. We were even going to book one or two of those guys to come on the show. Because he was like, I got to get on this show. Until he found out he needed $70,000 to be on the show, which is crazy to me that you got to pay.
Yeah, I thought that they would pay for it because it's a TV show and they have advertisers. But I guess they make straight profit on that show.
So he started a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I started a GoFundMe.
We didn't want him to start a GoFundMe. We didn't put it on our website. But listeners started giving him money, which was not what we intended on happening. So where are we right now?
Well, I'm only at $120.
You didn't climb much since last time.
No.
We didn't even do a drum roll. What are you at now?
$125.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with that money?
I think I'm going to close down the GoFundMe page because it does not look like I'm going to make the $70,000 that I need. So I think it's time to pull it, and I'm wasting people's time going to the page and posting on social
media.
What
are you going to do with their money, though?
I guess I'll donate it to charity.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But that's so broad. Like, are you really going? Like,
yeah, I'll donate it. I'll donate it to charity. Don't worry about it. I got it.
When someone says, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're worried about it.
No.
I could see him considering himself charity.
Right.
Yeah.
No. I'll donate it to charity. Like I said, don't worry about it. Like, I mean, I'll look into it and I will get back to you. But yeah, I'll find charity and I'll donate it to it and they'll get $125 bucks.
All right.
Okay.
By the way, let's check the tote board. How long was Lunchbox's nap yesterday? Let's go to the nap.
Nap tote board it was. 1 hour, 23 minutes.
Wow.
The phone rang in the middle of the nap. Do people not know you nap in the middle of the afternoon? I was like,
Hour, 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a good one.
It was pretty. It wasn't as good as it could have been, but, I mean, hour and 23 is better than none.
People always ask about your naps.
They're awesome.
That's why I check the tote board sometimes. Hour, 23 minutes.
I feel like my sleep last night was a nap.
Compared to his nap sometimes, yeah. Hey, Chad, you're on the air. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. Chad's in Orange, Texas. What do you want to say, Chad? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was calling, man. My wife and she wears her ring. I want to let you know it's not that weird of a situation for you.
I'm not talking about wearing a wedding ring. Let's take three steps back.
Why not two?
We're taking three. We may even take a full jump.
Far, far away from this.
Dude, I got nothing right now. All I was talking about somehow was an engagement ring. I don't even know how it came
up. You're talking about not wearing jewelry.
Oh, Nicole Kidman's ring.
Red carpet. Yeah. You don't wear jewelry.
I don't wear jewelry at all. That's it. Yes. And then Amy started going, nothing.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yes. I'm just not. I doubt I'll wear a ring. I don't wear things.
Yeah, because you don't have a reason to wear the things.
Yeah.
When you get married, reason.
What if I get a ring around my neck, like a necklace?
Okay. I guess.
No, that doesn't count.
Why?
That doesn't count.
Oh,
like,
I know
girls don't
that
look
do
at dudes like, oh, he's got a ring on his neck. Can't hit on him.
It's like,
they don't look at that.
Do girls look at guys' hands and go,
of course.
Can't hit
they're
on
like,
them?
He's cute. No, he's married. Forget it.
Yeah, Bobby, I do that. Well, when you were single.
Amy?
If
what?
I,
come on.
Amy?
Come on,
Bobby.
Come on. Well, hold on. Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Wait, what? I'm confused. When you were single, I would check out other girls and look for their rings for you.
Oh.
Same thing happens for girls.
I don't think it's the same exactly. But, all right. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate that.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So in theaters today, you have that movie Kong Skull Island with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, I saw the last King Kong. I thought it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw the one before that. It was really good. The one with Jack Black and the Friday Night Lights.
Oh, game. Yeah.
I liked that one.
Well, this one has 83% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So
usually those big CG movies don't rate that well because the movies aren't that good. They just look cool.
Yeah.
Do your kids care about that, Eddie?
No.
King Kong?
No, not yet. But we saw the preview during one of the cartoons that we were watching. It looks good.
Mike D's our movie watcher, our phone screener. Does King Kong look good to you?
It does look pretty good. Tom Hiddleston looks good in it.
Tom Hiddleston looks good in it.
Yeah.
What?
All I see is Taylor Swift's boyfriend, too. That poor guy.
Yeah. He got asked about Taylor. He's doing, like, press for the movie, and they're like, so?
Like, he
Taylor.
Got lured into that whole situation, and then...
Well, speaking of Taylor, did you see that her stalker was finally arrested?
No.
Okay, so this dude, he's been lurking around her Tribeca loft twice. He rang her doorbell for an hour straight. Then somehow got up on her roof. He worked his way inside her secure building. On Valentine's Day, he rode her elevator to her penthouse floor.
Wow.
And then for a two-week period, he called her management company 60 times requesting an introduction.
Wow.
That's scary, but he was arrested. He hasn't been able to pay bail, which was set at 20 grand. So I think he's still locked up.
That's crazy that he can, like, get in the elevator. Like, calling her management's one thing. Like, anybody can find that number.
And ringing her doorbell.
But to get into that far,
yeah, to make it up to her penthouse, like, you would not think it would be easy.
And it probably is not when she's there, because I'm sure she has security layered. But still, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The dairy industry's fighting, and I think they have a story here. They're calling, like, other milks fake milk.
Okay.
Almond milk? Like fake news? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Dairy industry is calling for fake milk products made from almond and soy to stop using the word milk.
Wow.
Like, they're not milk. They turned in 59 pages to the FDA yesterday saying you have to stop with this being able to be called milk. New sales numbers show the growth of milk, like soy and almond, outpacing traditional milk. And they're like, we're done. And so I think they have a case here because they're not milk. Almond milk, as much as I'll drink it and whatever, I don't drink dairy because it makes me poop funny. So I don't drink that normal milk.
Right.
But
neither do I.
This is a real thing.
So they have a stake on what milk is?
On the word milk, yes.
Well, I mean, I have a lotion that's called milk lotion.
Yeah, they're not claiming it's like milk to drink.
Okay.
The definition of milk has to do with something out of a human.
Yeah, what about breast milk?
There you go.
I got a problem with that?
That's milk.
That's milk. Something out of something alive.
Yes.
I would bet.
Anything coming out of a mammal is milk.
Almond milk is just water.
Yeah.
Right. Coconut milk?
That should be called almond water.
Dude, this is a good point.
Milk.
What do you think, Judge? So what do you think?
Oh, Judge Cummins. Where's my gavel?
Oh, great.
Hear ye. Judge Cummins says I'd like to speak. In the courtroom, we have cow milk, and over here we have all the other milks. I rule in the favor of, and it's tough for me because sometimes you have to take your personal views and your legal common sense views and separate them. I rule in the favor of normal milk. You must come from a living being to be milk. Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Almond water, you should now leave.
Yeah.
Almond water.
Yes.
The cows are all excited.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
All right, welcome into the studio, the guys from Old Dominion. What up, fellas?
What's up?
Big day today because I got a new song out today.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I'm going to play in just a second. And the song's called No Such Thing as a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
So tell me about this song before I hit play. Like, what am I supposed to feel?
Man, you're supposed to feel whatever it makes you feel. I think it's just a song that we felt when we wrote it, you know. We didn't have an idea that day. We just were writing something that, you know, I felt like we needed to say. You know, it just felt right. You know, the first line of the song is I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it. And that just kind of came out, and that just kind of opened up this world to us that we just wanted to go down and explore and see where it led us. And I'm pretty proud of where it led us.
Can I tell you my interpretation of it before I hit play?
All right.
It's a very positive song. I like that about it. I like it. It's like go find your own way in this world.
Yeah.
Like what? Don't let things hold you back. Like
that's
you only get one life. How does that sound? Does it sound like I'm interpreting the right
close,
way?
Man. That's close, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to let the listeners interpret.
Yeah, you're totally wrong, but it's
okay.
Good.
Okay, I'm totally wrong. Here is No Such Thing as Broken Heart from Old Dominion. They're going to hang around, but this is the world premiere day here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Such thing as a broken heart.
There it is, new one from Old Dominion called No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Clap your hands for that song. Then we got another one. Yes. Let me ask you guys this, because it's like a group, it's like a super group of songwriters, you guys are. That's what I would do. People say, tell me about Old Dominion. You're like, well, it's like if you took the best songwriters in Nashville made a band out of them, and they were still a good band too.
Thank you.
Is there more pressure with how good a song is because you guys are known as like elite songwriters?
I mean, I feel like we probably put the pressure on ourselves. We don't need any help from anybody else as far as that goes. But yeah, I mean, we always want to put out the best song and write the best song we can.
They're so rich. Wow. All right, Old Dominion's here. You know, I've often said that one of the most brilliant things, I love Song for Another Time, because you took every line that was already written and put them together like a perfect little puzzle.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to do that with this show and find like all the best stuff and then make it one show.
So does that mean we don't have to come in anymore?
Yeah, no, I thought it was...
We've got like, you know, good... You've got 13 years worth of stuff, 11?
Yeah, when we'll just put them in and then...
It's like a new show every time.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Old Dominion in the studio. Today's a big day. They got a new song out today. Matt's in here. Texas blowing up.
Well,
people must be hearing you on the show.
I'm just looking at lyrics.
Oh, he's beating himself up because they played... this is what happened. They played a minute ago a song for another time, and I guess you did your own song. You said a word wrong?
Well, yeah. I put the wrong words in the wrong place.
People are so mad on Twitter.
I know. You joke, but we're going to hear it.
They didn't sing a word right.
Is that...
Oh, wow. Is that how your fans sound?
The angry ones, it is. Yeah.
Man, we have some vocal folks. I wouldn't call them fans, though.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
We have some of those.
About you guys. Yeah, we have mostly those.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about you collectively as a group. Is there at all any sort of competition about songwriting? And if one of you, let's say two of you write a song, but the rest of you aren't there, and it's a hit, why was the other one invited? Has that ever been a thing?
Bobby.
It's because they weren't good enough.
Oh, that's always the reason, yes.
Yeah. Huh?
Has that been a fight before? It's got to... Oh, come on.
No. I mean, the great thing about this community, Nashville especially, in the songwriting community, is it is competitive, but it is very supportive, too. And you're proud. It's hard to do this. It's hard to get a hit. So it's almost impossible. So you're... excited for your friends.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not. I wanted to be in the room. Old Dominion's here. So, okay. Of all of you guys, who's got the most number ones all together?
I think Trevor. You got six now?
Dang, Trevor, you got six number ones? Dang, how many jet skis do you have?
I don't have a jet ski.
You need to. After the third one, you have to get a jet ski. That's the rule.
Did
you get a sprinkler system?
I did finally get a sprinkler system.
There. Close enough.
That's pretty legit.
It's water related.
Close enough. The one song that fell out that you're like, that's a hit immediately that you guys wrote.
I think Song for Another Time.
Song for Another, you knew. Boom, that's a hit.
Yeah. Well, we thought we were done with the album, so we still pitched it.
So that song you tried to give to somebody else? For Another Time?
We pitched it to Kenny, actually.
And he said, that song stinks.
No, he actually loved it. He was like, man, this is great. I think you guys should record it. So
what?
Yeah.
And then you recorded it after you weren't going to record it.
Yeah, we actually did a sound check one day on tour with him in a stadium, and we played it, and it sounded massive. in that stadium. So we were like, yeah, we got to do this one.
So you go back, do you scratch a song from the record?
We did.
And what'd you do with that song?
It's still out. Actually, somebody cut it, didn't they? Somebody new.
Man,
I think,
you guys
I think a new group cut it. So I don't
even know.
Yeah,
they're just making money. Like right now, as we do this show, they're making money. Like I'm watching their value go up. This is amazing. All right, Old Dominion. No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. World premiered it today. We'll play it again coming up in like 45 minutes if you missed it. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you.
You know what? It's another one, man. You got another one.
Thank you.
Bobby, just be happy. So yeah, you're happy for that.
I was almost in the room when they wrote that new one. And I got sick and I wasn't able to go write. So, all right, Old Dominion's here. Download the song, No Such Thing as a Broken Heart, and we'll see you guys soon. All right, thanks, guys.
Right on, yeah. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones
Show. Sometimes doing the show, you get special guests that stop by. Let's bring our special guest in. If he was a wrestler, this would be his theme music. Ladies and gentlemen, bring in our friend, Dirk Bentley. Bring him in. Come on. Special surprise guest, Dirk Bentley is here.
Woo! Okay.
There he is. And the family. And the kids. So hey, kids.
I'm here. How are you?
Okay.
What in the world? I'm ready to work. I got to work on this chair.
He brought a tape measure.
I'm ready.
This is what happened.
This is important.
We have really bad chairs.
I was getting a chair online. I can already tell I was getting the wrong one. Now I know.
Dirk's walked in with first of all, a pencil in his hat, a measuring tape.
I got to get this just right.
A clipboard.
This is what I'm worried about, knee distance. Okay, 38 inches.
Okay, and Dirk's has been.
This is not a normal chair.
They're high. So they're high because we have to sit high.
Right, this is not a regular office chair. It's more of a studio chair.
We picked as a group an artist that we all love personally to be our chair sponsor, and we just kind of threw it out there. And Dirk's yesterday was listening to the show and was like, I'll come up.
I want to win. I want the best chair.
Oh, it's a competition.
I want my chair to be way better than your Garth Brooks chair.
Well, Garth has not even responded to mine.
And your Carrie Underwood chair, lunch, you picked the wrong.
Hold on. How are you going to call out Carrie Underwood? It's her birthday today, and she is going to come through in the clutch. She is an amazing woman. Happy birthday, Carrie. And Carrie, don't let Dirk Bentley talk bad about you. You need to show him who's boss and bring the hammer down with an amazing chair.
So
it's been thrown. The hammer's been tossed.
Measuring over there. What'd you come with?
Just the height. I want to get a little feel for the chair and some preferences. Like, what color do you want?
Oh, I mean, I'm easy on color. I mean, black.
What's your favorite color?
Like,
you like black?
I like black.
Maybe like some a little more fun.
Derek, this is the first time your kids have been in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Connecting some dots.
What's happening? Did you guys get another doggy?
Yeah.
Do you want to come up to the microphone close for a second? Tell me about this doggy you got. You got a new doggy?
Tell me about the dog.
His name is Patch.
Yeah? How many doggies do you have now?
Three.
Yeah? You have three doggies?
Yeah, we got three dogs.
We're going to get four.
You're going to get another one?
The whole reason we got Patch is so that my dog Amy would have someone to play with, but Patch is a total lemon. Like, I think he got abused before we got him, so he's been like, he just will not really like.
He'll shake that, though, with love.
He doesn't want to be a dog yet.
He will shake that with love. So,
hopefully he will.
Yeah.
We're giving him a lot of love, but hopefully he'll engage a little bit. Or we're going to have to get a fourth dog.
Amy, what are you guys doing over there?
Oh, she just got her braces off.
Did you really?
Yeah. Check out her smile.
Wow, your teeth look great.
Yeah.
Does your mouth feel better?
No, because I have a retainer in my bottom of my mouth.
Oh, you do? When does that come out?
Huh?
When does your retainer come out?
We have no idea.
You have no idea? Are you married yet?
No.
No. How old are you?
Eight.
Okay, you got a while to go then.
Yeah,
we'll you're good. Hey, is it cool that your dad's a big country star?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No. Kids are great leveler. I get called anything but country star at home. I get called toilet head.
Do you call him toilet head? No. Yeah, one of you.
I don't get called anything cool. No.
Hey, I saw we were talking earlier because you're opening up a new restaurant. In Gilbert, Arizona, is that right?
Yeah, Gilbert.
And Kelsey is playing it, Kelsey Ballerini.
16th, yeah.
Did you call, this is our debate.
Yeah.
Did you call in a friend, like, hey, would you play, or was that just like booked?
It's booked. I need to call her and tell her thanks for doing it. But
oh, you really didn't pick
no,
up the cell?
I really did not pick up the phone and call her, no.
And you're opening one of those in Nashville?
Nashville, hopefully in July.
How come I didn't get a call like, hey, you want to invest in this? I got no call.
Well, I want to get on your comedy production.
I'll let you measure the chair. Dirk's right. is in measuring.
Black. Do you want like your name, like Pep and Joy, like maybe carved inside?
You should also, if you're going to carve, you should put your name on it as the sponsor. Like, it should be the Dirk's Bentley chair.
I'm going to put my face on the bottom.
Okay.
So if she sits down.
She sees me.
No. Okay, maybe bad spot. All right, maybe.
Let's just go.
Okay. Okay.
Here's your signature. Hey, girls, it was really nice to meet you guys.
I got what I needed.
Do you guys have school today? You going to school? Did your dad drop you off at school?
Yeah.
Do people go like, that's their dad, he's famous, when they drop you off?
No.
Oh, they don't care?
He's toilet head.
Oh, he's toilet head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm toilet head.
Well, good luck with the doggies.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Our chair is going to rock.
Dirks.
Okay, we're going to win.
God, so
hey,
good.
Keep the face, like, on the back of the chair or something. Just a tip.
Yeah, like,
just a tip. Hey, no, you're rude to my girl, Carrie. I'm not shaking
just
your hand.
Like, you know. Mustache.
Wait.
Thanks for coming by.
Are we still going to be on air in 1 second?
We're still on the air.
Oh. I was going to get a picture with him in the chair.
Go ahead. You get it. You do whatever you want.
All right.
Like this show has any rules. Amy's like, take a picture. Whatever you got to do. Dirk Bentley came in to measure for the chair. Because our company won't buy us new chairs, so we've asked for sponsors. I asked for Garth. Amy asked for Dirk's. Lunchbox went to Carrie Underwood. Eddie went to Tim McGraw. Ray went to Kip Moore. Any luck there?
Haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Okay. Amy's taking a picture now. All right, Dirk Bentley, everybody. And the kids. All right, bye.
Thank you, Dirk.
There he is. It's a good dude. Nice haircut, by the way. Looking fresh.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I noticed it.
Thank you.
That's what guys do. They notice.
See y'all.
Bye-bye. Look at that. Case dismissed.
That was a surprise.
It was.
I had no idea.
The face thing was funny.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting choice of words.
At first, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, no.
Everyone was laughing except the kids.
We got to come back. Yesterday, we come on the air and we say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to spread some joy. And we wanted to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. And Captain Nelson is back on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Captain Nelson.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
We're really happy to have you because we wanted to update you on exactly what happened yesterday. And if you're just tuning in today for the first time, Captain Nelson was on with us yesterday, and Captain Nelson is a real-life American hero. Like, Captain Nelson, we salute you. And here's what, he's in Afghanistan in 2013, and a rocket had hit where he was, and he had spinal injuries, a collapsed lung, brain injury. He's in a wheelchair, and what we wanted to do as a show, the people in this room, the listeners of this show, was help him build this house. And so we had a goal of $50,000 to get concrete and slab and framing and shingles and all of this. And so far, Captain Nelson, this story, I mean, I'm right with the story, right? There's nothing that I've said wrong. Am I good?
That's correct. Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, so we put these shirts online yesterday with the goal of $50,000. And I got to tell you, as of right now, we don't have exactly the goal. So,
okay.
But we actually have $75,000, $25,000 over the $50,000.
That is amazing.
Our listeners came through like crazy yesterday. So, Captain Nelson, from all of us here on the show, all of us that are a part of the show, we have $75,000 to give you so you can help. Have a house. You're a real American hero that keeps us safe, and we just want to tell you we really appreciate you and thank you for letting us do this for and with you.
Oh, wow. I can't thank you enough. I sincerely appreciate everything that you guys are doing, and thank all your listeners. And, you know, on behalf of Building Homes for Heroes, just tell everybody they can go on and check out buildinghomesforheroes.org, and you know, they can see all the veterans that have been gifted homes. You know, I'm not the only one. I mean, there's dozens and dozens. They averaged a home giveaway every 10 days last year.
Wow.
So they're just really working hard to honor the nation's veterans that have sacrificed so much. So you'd be able to check out their testimonials and that type of thing on that website, too.
Well, thank you. And before we let you go, and before we are able to give you the $75,000, we also want to send you and your family on a vacation. So, just a little something from our listeners and from the show to say thank you for serving and thank you for doing what you do and representing us is that we also want to send you guys to Disney World, all on us.
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you so much. You know, I got a 3-year-old daughter, and she's just going to love that to death.
We thought that. We thought, what can we do for her? Because honestly, we know that's a huge part of your life, Captain Nelson, is that you have a little girl, and we want to help get this house built. And then we were like, what can we do for her? Because that will actually be for you and your wife as well. So we want to send you guys to Disney World on us.
That's fantastic. She'll love meeting Elsa and Mickey Mouse and everybody else.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day and your weekend's awesome. And thank you for serving. And thank you for letting us be a part of your journey here.
Hey, thank you, too. I'm just overwhelmed. I can't say enough how appreciative we are.
Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. Guys, happy. Captain Nelson.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, take care, Bobby.
All right. There you go. Hey, Art, to our listeners, you never let us down, ever. And so thank you from the most bottom, most sincere part of my heart and Amy's heart and Lunchbox's heart and Eddie's heart and Nada's heart and Ray's heart and Morgan's heart and Mike D's heart. Like, we just couldn't say thank you enough, because you're the reason we get to be on the air. You're the reason we get to do things like this. You're the reason that Pimp and Joy exists. And you're the reason that Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson is going to have a house built that he can move around freely, mm-hmm. In a wheelchair. And so, thank you. And with that, I think we're good, right? Mr. Bobby Bones. Man, what a morning. First of all, Old Dominion comes in, and they play, and it's fun and awesome. And then Dirk Bentley stops by out of nowhere and brings his kids, and they measure Amy's chair.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I feel like I'm getting a custom chair.
No, you are. He brought in a clipboard and a tape measure and a pencil under his
ear.
And
he asked me if I had a color preference, like embroidery stuff, whatever I wanted. I was like, whoa, you're not just going to Office Depot and picking out whatever.
The thing is, and this is the real organic story as to what happened.
Uh-huh.
We have terrible chairs, and we were like, well, I guess we'll just ask some of our heroes, our rich friends, our country music superstars, all these, if they'll sponsor a chair for us.
Yeah.
And so it started off as a half joke, and I would like to have a Garth Brooks chair, a big, powerful chair with a G and a B on, like G plus, I don't know.
Ooh,
but I haven't heard anything from the Garth Brooks. I have nothing. And it started as a joke, and then Amy goes, well, I want one from Dirk's. And Eddie said Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox said Carrie, and Ray said Kip Moore. We got to get Nada a chair. Nada's sitting over there, too. And let's just pick one for Nada.
Dan and Shay. It's easy.
Dan and Shay.
No, it's pretty rich.
No, you have to pick somebody rich.
Yeah, she's rich. Yeah. That's a good one.
Well,
he's nice.
Oh, Dirks came by today and measured Amy's chair out of nowhere. So, and Dirks has now turned this into a competition, which it really wasn't. We just wanted our backs not to hurt when we left work.
I know. He's like, until he said, we're going to win, I was like, I didn't know we were really looking at this as a competition for the chair, but okay. Yeah, we're going to win.
Dan and Shay.
Team Dirks.
That's funny. No, there's no competition.
I thought there was. I
used to you don't want to compete with Garth.
Or Tim.
You guys aren't getting your chairs, okay? We're getting our chairs.
Grant, Eddie and I have heard anything. Yeah. Lunchbox did get a tweet from Kara yesterday.
Yeah, I got a tweet, and she said, how do you feel about Red Velvet Throne? Is that too much? Hey, whatever she wants, I'll take it.
Did
it's
you
gonna
respond?
Be a- Absolutely.
Oh, you did?
I should have.
I said, I trust your design.
Go ahead, Amy.
What's it called where it goes, like a hydraulics? I should have told Dirk I need hydraulics.
You should go with a remote.
Automatic?
Oh, massage chair. In black rooms.
Spinners?
Massage chair. All these things I should have told him. Like at the nail salon where the ones that like massage your back. Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be loud.
No, it's not loud.
We can't have a radio station.
No, you can't hear it at all.
Do you want to hear every cell phone call clearly? That's the question.
Yeah.
Simply cover the mouthpiece of your caller's voice. Like if you're, and you'll hear calls a lot better.
What?
It's a life hack. Take
Show
the phone up to your
visual.
Ear.
Uh-huh.
And you know how you talk into the mouth part of it?
Yes.
Just cover that with your hand when you listen.
Oh, interesting.
And things won't go through that hole,
oh.
Which also comes to your ear because you hear yourself when you talk.
Oh.
That's genius.
Well, I didn't make it up. I just read it, but thank you. So.
Wow.
Could you hit mute?
You can, but that's a lot.
It's a lot of tapping back and forth.
Yeah,
because I was keeping your hand up there, like. Right.
Not really. Your hand just goes boo, but mute. You gotta like hit audio.
Oh yeah, undo,
mute,
undo, undo.
And then you try to talk and you can't. You're like, hello, hello, hello. Right? Why can't they hear me?
Okay, fine. Your hack is better.
And then you're like, because Amy used to do that.
What?
Talk.
My cheek would accidentally mute.
Yes, and then she would. I'd be like, why is Amy quiet?
And then she goes, sorry.
I had really been talking for like 5 minutes.
On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I'll put up a picture of Dirk's who stopped by. It's also on my Snapchat, too. Dirk stopped by a few minutes ago. Zach Brown has a new song out today you can download called Real Thing.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. And you can't go back once you get a taste. Everything is second rate. I'm talking genuine, made in the USA. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Real thing.
Some new music there. Also, Bush has a new album. How about that? Do you remember Bush? I used to love Bush.
Of course I remember Bush.
They had this one? Yeah, they have something called... this song's called Mad Love. They have a new album out. Still got mad love for you, baby. Still got mad love for you, baby. Every day you find ways to drive me crazy. That's not terrible. That's pretty good.
Oh, it's good.
Mad love for you. That's not, yeah.
Now it's, I just wonder who it's about.
Hmm. Oh, probably Gwen, right?
I mean, I guess.
Josh Turner has a new album out today, and this is Hometown Girl.
But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
And Sonny Sweeney has a new album out today. This is called Better Bad Idea.
In the corner of this land, her gold is the wild card. Tell me, are you scared to make a bed?
So there's some new music there for you. I go, Sonny.
You always play it safe.
It's Carrie Underwood's birthday. I think Carrie's fantastic. I think, in my opinion, Carrie wins Entertainer of the Year this year. Like, if I think it's her year to win it. You know, if she does, that's up to voters. But I think it's been such a great year for her. And happy birthday to Carrie. My top five Carrie songs. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number five, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Number four, Before He Cheats. Quite the old juxtaposition there.
Jesus, I got this one.
And then I'm going to go beat the crap out of his car.
Yeah.
My number three favorite Carrie song.
Hey, good girl. Get out while you can. I know you'll make you got a good man.
Number two, Two Black Cadillacs.
And a preacher said he was a good man, and his brother said he was a good friend, but the women in the two black
fans. And my number one Carrie Underwood song is, what do you think it is?
Oh,
my moment when she won American Idol.
No.
Isn't that what it's called, like My Moment or something like that?
Don't even know.
Yeah, that's my guess.
That's a jam. That is a good song, and I have to say you're right.
And I don't even know his last
name. Amy, you kind of sounded good doing that.
Did I?
Didn't you a little bit?
Yeah. Just like Carrie.
Did I find my wheelhouse?
No. Do it again.
And I don't even know his last name.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Eddie kind of jumped on you a little bit, so don't talk. Go ahead and do it again.
Oh, good.
Because you kind of stepped on her.
I did.
Yeah, do it again.
And I don't even know his last name.
Don't laugh, because I think you got
now
it.
I can't be serious.
You got it.
Okay,
here's
don't look at me.
I think this is your...
Don't look at me.
I think you found it. Go ahead.
And I don't even know his last name.
Wow. Woo. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. I've been practicing.
Wow.
And I don't even know.
That does sound like me. Yeah. That's exactly what I sounded like in my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I was so surprised.
Wow. Do it again. Hit, not me, her.
And I don't even know his last name. And I don't even know his last name.
Dang. Wow. Nailed it. Wow. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
So we all asked for chairs as a joke when it started because we have really bad chairs. And so Lunch actually asked for Carrie Underwood. She's not here. Don't worry. Dirks came by this morning.
He straight up showed up.
Dirks showed up today with a measuring tape.
And like, a pencil and a notepad.
I'm going to measure this chair.
Custom chair coming my way.
Dirk shows up out of nowhere.
Eddie asked Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, but I've heard nothing.
I asked for Garth Brooks. And like
Crickets.
You know, I mean, Ray asked for Kip Moore. I think Nada asked for Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts or something.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah. David Lee Murphy.
Someone should have done Rascal Flatts in the three chairs.
LaVox rolls in a camouflage chair for not sitting. Have you a chair? I would see LaVox working out because we used to live right by each other. I would see LaVox working out. Gary, lead singer Rascal Flatts, like doing on the bicycle in full camo, like he's in a tree stand, like full long sleeves, everything, just riding away in that box. We do have something for Lunchbox.
What?
What?
Get out.
What?
Come on.
Come on, what?
Are you serious?
Get out.
Gary Underwood really here?
No, she's not here. I don't know where she is. She's not here.
All right.
Oh, she sent someone on her behalf?
She did send...
Mike Fisher?
No. Okay. Are you boy crazy?
Yeah, what is
it's
your
like
problem?
Midlife crisis, all dude. The time. All right. We'll talk about that midlife crisis later.
Okay. No. Boy crazy.
Carrie sent a note. Can we bring the note in, please?
Bring the note.
Carrie did send you a note.
Bring the note.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, why you have to throw it so rudely, Ray?
He's busy.
Wow! Oh, man! And she signed an XOXO!
Go ahead. What does it say? Read it out loud. I don't even know what it says.
Okay. Hi, Lunchbox. It may not be a red velvet throne, but at least it will be better for your back like you wanted. Enjoy. XOXO, Carrie!
Okay. Oh, on Karen Wood Stationery, too.
Yeah!
Wow.
What up? She signed it XOXO!
That doesn't mean she wants to hug and kiss you.
Yeah, why don't
you say
pretty
cool.
Girl crazy?
That's still pretty cool.
He's always been girl crazy, though.
Hey, Carrie has never written me... That is amazing. She wrote me a note.
She sent you a Herman Miller Arion chair. Bring it on in here.
What?
It is here. This chair costs like a...
Wow.
With a bow in it.
Yeah! That is what I'm talking about. She really sent this?
Yeah, she sent it late last night.
That is awesome.
She works quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Oh, Carrie!
Wait, is it tall enough?
Does it go higher?
Oh, man, you guys.
I don't think he cares.
Look at that. Oh, yeah.
How's it feel?
Oh, that's so good.
It back. Falls back.
I'm just feeling like
it's like a recliner.
Let's get a recliner from Carrie Underwood.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can I sit in it?
Hey,
I
want to
feel it.
Extended.
Hold on, I want to sit in it.
Yeah, no.
Sit in that chair.
Let me see what this looks like.
Amazing.
Let me just.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh, yeah. Hang on, put your feet down.
This is the greatest chair I've ever been in.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Man,
what up?
Really, though, does it go higher?
Oh, I don't need higher. Just bring my mic to me.
You're going to fall asleep.
Oh, man, that feels good.
The problem is you can't reach the mic from the
yeah.
Scoot up to the table.
Oh, he's loud enough.
What
he's
up?
Fine. Oh, this could help with the whole volume thing.
What up?
Carrie Underwood may have fixed our problem.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Dude, I think that works.
Wait, you look like you're in like a little kid's lunch chair way down there.
Dude, I got a Snapchat you doing this. Hold on. Let's just get a new chair. Let's stand up so I can Snapchat this chair. He can't get up. It's reclining. You got to move, dude.
Oh, you want the chair.
Yeah. Thank
that
you.
Is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I just got confirmation that the Rascal Flatts are going to get Nada a chair. Shut up! Yes.
Listen, our backs hurt. We've had to go to extreme.
I have it.
Lex,
I have
that's
a
the most comfortable
message.
Chair I've ever
this
been in
chair
in my life.
Is so comfortable. Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Not kidding. That's the most comfortable chair I've ever been in.
Oh, wait. Guys, I got good. No, that's it.
It is a little low. Like it is.
It doesn't go any higher.
I think that's your thing, though, now.
Yeah.
I'm just a little guy.
No.
Yeah.
You ride low. You're a low rider.
I'm a low rider.
Yeah.
Low rider. A little low rider.
Do we not know the words?
That's all it says. It says low rider. A little higher.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What up?
Here you go,
there
buddy.
He is. Lunchbox in his Carrie Underwood chair. So Dirks came by to measure to build Amy a chair. Hey. Carrie sent a really nice, expensive chair.
Man.
Lunchbox is riding low right now.
Yeah!
My life right there. What up?
My friends drive a low rider.
He's wearing the bow.
Okay.
Take a little trip with me. All right, anything you want to say to Carrie Lunchbox?
Carrie, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. You're an amazing human being. I can't wait to give you a big old hug. XOXO, thank you so much. Happy birthday. And, I mean, my back thanks you. And later in life, I'm going to owe everything to you.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. So
there we go.
Carrie Underwood, the hottest woman in country music. Yeah. Woo! Oh, my wife doesn't get jealous.
The fact that he's wearing the bow on his chest is amazing.
Y'all, these chairs, this is going to be the highlight of 2017.
My chair is terrible, Garth.
Well, I'm letting you know. You for sure have the worst chair.
Like, I have the worst. Amy's getting a Dirk's custom made. Lunchbox has the most comfortable I've ever sat in my life. And here I am just hosting the show.
What?
I'm basically on two pieces of wood. All right, Lunchbox. We'll come back.
Okay.
A chair stays, that's yours.
I thank you.
That's don't take it home, so is what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Okay. Body bones, y'all. I dropped a bunch of weight, probably 12 pounds or so. And I didn't drop it because of like a crazy diet. I just started working out a little differently, eating differently.
Yeah.
Like Eddie lost a bunch of weight because he just went nuts and just changed his complete lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I made little changes, but I dropped a bunch. I've gotten pretty skinny. But like I feel like my testosterone levels dropped down.
Oh.
Because I'm not like, I don't ever get, like, at the gym, I don't get like,
yeah.
I don't get pumped up.
Over many years that you've been working out, have you ever been like,
no, but I've, yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes when I really try to get, like, big, and I have been up to, I'm probably 154 right now.
Wow.
You're hesitant.
6 foot, 154.
Okay.
I've been at like 180 before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacked. And I want to fight people because I'm just working. And I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I will, like, I'm like, ugh. But I need, but Ray, our producer who sits in the room, like, has done steroids before. Like,
shit. Wow, like the real stuff.
Now, I don't want that, but I need some kind of testosterone. Like, what do you got for me?
I mean, Deca and Tess, but it's steroids.
Is that legal?
I mean, they're steroids.
No. Is that legal?
No.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, then no.
What can I take, though?
If you want energy, you can get
I don't need energy. I got plenty of energy. Woo!
Pre-workout.
He used to feel like an animal,
I want to feel like an animal.
They have over-the-counter testosterone. It's Mega Men's. That's a pill that you can take.
Mega Men's.
Yeah.
No. That does not sound...
I don't
and
like...
And that's just meant for...
I don't like the sound of any
is
of this.
Is that like at the gas station next to the Bumblebees?
Yes. Yeah, I like those.
What are those called? The truckers take?
Something bees.
Like basically...
Yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets.
That's what they're called.
Over-the-counter speed? Let's not.
Oh, no. There's this thing. I go to gas stations all over the country because we travel a lot. And there are 5-hour energies, right? And now they've started to get a little bigger. They have bottles of 6-hour energy. And the more south you go, I swear to you, they have this even bigger one. It's like a contest. They have 7-hour energy.
Oh,
it's that
goodness.
Bottle even bigger.
I don't know.
It's a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you go way south enough, they got the whole 24-hour. It's called meth, but it's still the whole.
It's a whole different deal.
Whole different.
Oh. Yeah, meth. I heard of that.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah. So, wow.
24 hour. Nonstop party.
Like that, dude?
Man. Woo!
Meth to keep.
The next day, you're like, man, I'm still feeling up. Let's go.
That gas station was awesome.
That's funny.
Dang, we have to keep that joke. That wasn't even a joke.
That's a good, I'm still giggling.
Dang, all right. G-O-L?
Yes, wow. G-O-L.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
No, seriously, give me some testosterone. This is the Bobby Bones. Amy tells me she's going through a midlife crisis, but you're not midlife.
Whoa, I'm about to turn 36. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
But she wants to cut her hair like Katy Perry, where she shaves side of it.
Well, I saw Katy Perry perform at the iHeart Music Awards, and she did this whole thing with Ryan Seacrest about her haircut and how she saw Scarlett Johansson with short hair, and she's like, maybe I could do that. And it's short, like pixie cut, sort of shaved on the side. I'm like, well, that would be refreshing for the summer. And then also, I just feel like I need to change. Like, I'm itching to change, and I don't know what else is easy to change about myself besides hair, like going shorter and blonder. Bam.
Guys, what do we think? Oh, yeah. Eddie's off.
I love the idea.
What?
Do it.
Wait, do you love the idea or do you just want to see Amy do it?
I want to see Amy do that.
Oh, I don't. The only thing is, I don't think my husband will be happy with it. Like, he loves hair.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I don't know. He just likes it when my hair's long. Okay. So I don't know. What do I just,
you know,
feel
I don't
like
know
itching.
That I would go full size. I would maybe go Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Will you let what? Some of it hang over and shave underneath it on both sides?
Dude, that style
when
was
I,
in.
Like, when I played softball in like elementary, junior high, a lot of girls would just shave that underneath part, you
yeah.
know?
That's even, and the guys too, like, you would have it kind of longer and it would fold over the side and you'd yeah. shave underneath. So if you want to pull it back in a ponytail, oh, yeah. it'd still be. That's the Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay, maybe I do that. I don't know. Why am I itching for
thing.
Change, though? When you do turned it. 36, were you itching for change?
Mm-mm. I'm just now starting to be my own. Just now starting to feel
like
warm
I want
body.
A new car. I want all this stuff. Like,
you
I don't
definitely
know.
Are midlife, though. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Seven. Do women go through midlife crises?
Yes, I'm
Why
going
not?
Through it right now.
Usually you just hear about guys doing
yeah.
it. Oh, really?
I feel yeah. like my hips are widening.
She wants a car, dude. She wants to shave her head.
Like, I want a new car.
She's got a Viagra like, prescription.
I want black rims. Yeah.
Stop. Like,
I don't know. If y'all see me roll up with Katy Perry hair and a new car and black rims, like, that's what's up.
My advice.
Yeah, what?
If you're going to do it, just go do it today and get it over with. You can't think about it. Either make the snap decision.
No, you can't just, I can't just get in with my hair person today. I'm not just going to like.
Yeah, you can.
What?
For a hairstyle like that, just get in with somebody. Just go do it today. Just go and just do it and get it over with. Or don't, because you really don't care that much. If you're having to think about it, it's not for you.
Okay. Well, I just feel like my face is round, so I worry about it when it's short.
You should
short
do
that.
Give me a coin. Let's flip a coin.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to flip a coin for
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Let's flip a coin. Do we have a
you
coin?
You can do Google Flip. Remember, we learned how to flip a
no,
coin on Google.
Coin.
None of us have coins.
You have to have a coin,
we don't
right?
have a coin. No.
Lunchbox.
Do you
yeah,
Google?
Dude.
No, I found them on the ground yesterday. I put them in my retirement fund.
Google coin flip?
Oh,
yeah. Google
the
coin
internet.
Flip.
Yeah, y'all.
Okay. Heads, you shave your head.
Okay.
Tails, you don't. Okay.
Well,
hold
shave.
On, hold on. Like, yeah, you do the Katy Perry. Heads, you shave your
oh,
head.
Oh,
tails,
my
you
gosh.
Don't. All right, Ray.
What?
Flip it. Go. He's flipping it. Heads, you do. Tails, you don't. Tails, you don't.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, you said yes. That means
so
you really didn't want to do it.
Oh, he tricked you and you fell for
hey,
it.
And this is your whole method.
That's the theory, yes.
Wow, it really
you flip
works.
The coin and then you go on your reaction of the coin flip. You were happy it landed on tail, so you really didn't want to do it. So control yourself. Realize you're going through all something. Don't make a drastic hair change.
So just go
or
like,
do it.
Eat something.
Yeah. Go buy a car.
Yes. Go
buy a car. Yeah. Go. Let us go. Do something this weekend, midlife crisis-y, and let us know Monday.
Oh boy.
Y'all, oh, should I really? Get
yeah.
A new
do
car?
Something. Just do something this weekend, midlife crisis-y.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh boy.
Bobby Bones Show.
What a crazy show today. First of all, thank you to Old Dominion for stopping by, playing. They got a new song out today. It's good. So it's called No Such Thing as a Broken Heart, in case you missed it.
You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
There you go. If you miss any of the show, search Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio, and you can listen to the show there on demand if you want. Thank you. Have a great weekend. I'll be in North Carolina doing a couple stand-up comedy shows. Amy, what do you have going on?
I'm just going to be here probably catching up on Scandal, and I'm super excited about that one. But
how many episodes are you back?
Oh, at least like 3.
Oh, it's really good.
That's exciting.
It's a really good season. Lunchbox this weekend?
Men's League soccer starts this weekend, so I'll be out on the soccer field scoring goals.
Did it ever end?
Yeah, yeah. I had co-ed, and now it's men's league.
Oh, because you've always kept playing.
Yeah, it's just men's league is back.
And you play all year round. You're like an Iron Man.
That's what I do.
Huh. What league are you in, like, skill level?
I don't know. Awesome?
No, the league. Middle goodness. League, high league.
I'm probably middle league. I'm not in the high league, because those are a bunch of 21-year-old.
But you're league. What team? What league's your team in?
Middle league. Oh. I don't know the name of the league.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you Monday.
The Bobby Bones Show.